This is Dakota Datebook for March 29th. North Dakota remembers World War I. The first 14,000 American troops arrived in France on June 26, 1917, but most of the American forces arrived the following year. By July of 1918, there were 1 million American soldiers in Europe. They continued to arrive at the rate of about 10,000 a day until they numbered 1.8 million. On this date in 1918, the Washburn Leader announced that the newspaper was participating in a program that would provide comfort to the American soldiers at the front, the Soldier Tobacco Fund. The paper urged readers to do your two bits and send a kit to a soldier boy. The article reminded readers that soldiers were enduring hardships that were beyond imagining. In urging readers to support every soldier, a good smoke is one of the little things he ought not be denied. The program would bring a little cheer to the soldiers and remind them that they were not forgotten. For a donation of 25 cents, the newspaper would send a smoke kit to a soldier. Each kit contained cigarettes, matches, and a postcard addressed to the person who donated it. The soldier could write a personal note of thanks and send it. The Red Cross agreed to deliver the kits. The French government helped by allowing the tobacco into the country duty-free. The French and British postal departments would handle the one-cent postcards. The American Tobacco Company was supporting the program by sending 45 cents of tobacco for each donation. In 1915, a British poster shows soldiers smoking outside a damaged church. The poster urges, "Let us make every effort to see that they are never in want of pipes and tobacco." The American program was inspired by the British. Newspapers across the country supported the program, urging readers to participate. The Mount Sterling Advocate of Mount Sterling, Kentucky, told readers they should smoke out the Kaiser. In August of 1917, the Times-Dispatch of Richmond, Virginia, noted that the Soldiers' Tobacco Fund was gaining headway. The Washburn Leader noted that scarcely a letter has been received from the boys that doesn't ask for American tobacco. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.